One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Major is here. I want to ask you a respect question. You are a fixture on the show. Dave Harrigan, the normal producer, I don't know where he is today. He's gallivanting around town or something. And he didn't even leave your number for fill-in producer David Josephson to call you. How does that make you feel?
Overlooked, I think.
Yeah.
Overlooked, taken for granted.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you also...
All of these will be more clips for the next open.
Yes, exactly. And perfectly in context, I can assure you, too. Now, on your phone, I noticed as I sent you the number to call in, on your phone, when you look at a text, it's red, okay? Do you want everybody to know that you've, like, let's say I send you something, you know, one of my pithy, silly texts I send you, and then you never get back to me, and I know it says red? That makes me feel terrible. I mean, how do you feel about that?
What do you mean it says red? What do you mean?
Right here, Brad Lane. What does it say on the Major Garrett text?
It says he read it at time. 12:39 p.m. our time.
I read it. I read it. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and so I'm not quite following your question here, Chad, because I read the text message, then I dialed the number.
Yeah.
The text message said, "Can you call us?"
Right.
So,
see, I don't want people knowing that I read their text, so I've taken that off. So, like when Brad, who's here, he's my boss. Like, we're in the Brainerd Lakes area. Are you familiar with the movie Godfather 2? What happened to Fredo?
Yeah.
I think why Lane has come up here. He came up here to dump me into Gull Lake, potentially. I mean, next week...
I will. This probably reveals something about who I am and what I am. I've never, in my entire life of owning a cell phone, did it occur to me to do what you did, and not let people know whether you've read it or not. I never that thought never crossed my mind. I would always assume if they sent me a text message that I would read it, and they would know that I would read it.
See, this is good for your sourcing, though. Like when you're reaching out to somebody. And I mean, when you used to be a journalist, now you're just a teleprompter guy. You're in a studio, makeup.
Yeah, I don't
make
any phone calls anymore. I don't check anything out anymore. Nope.
Now you'll know. And also, we have an update. We have an update from Dan Cook, who you've also talked to before. Actually, your number was on the second page of the sheet. So that tells you the effort David Josephson put in looking your number. He didn't flip the sheet over. I mean, again, very, very disrespectful.
Underappreciated, overlooked, disrespected, all those things apply.
Natalie.
Oh, God.
It's silly how big this story has become. This is John Ossoff, the senator from Georgia, who, when he's given his speech, he's running for re-election, heavily favored to win. A darling, a lot of Democrats because of his eloquence and his presence, and could he be a part of the youth of Democrats? might look for in 2020.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When he's critiquing the president and used the phrase traveling with Natalie. And yeah. It has become this conversation. I think there's been some consistency. I think there's been some utter hypocrisy on this. Why do you think the White House drove this story as much as they did? Because to me, if they just let it go by, yeah, I don't think it's anywhere near the story it's become.
No. And they went thermonuclear from the moment it happened. I mean, just absolutely, even by Trumpian standards.
Yeah.
The vitriol, the hatred, the acidic nature of their social media response gave it a sense that, well, why would the White House, this White House, which can throw punches, everyone knows that, and counter punches, be so aggressive about this one particular story if they were not sensitized to it in a way we don't fully understand? I don't get that part. But to your point, Chad, it blew the story up 400, 500, insert whatever large number you can think of, the larger by orders of magnitude that it would have been. I don't consider it a story. Beyond this, there is a person who works in the White House at Donald Trump's behest, morning, noon, and night, who is the conduit for social media content and conspiracy theories that bring out the worst in Donald Trump's instincts. And that person is Natalie Harp, okay? That's always been true. And because she is this conduit, she occupies a special place in the psychology of President Trump. The things he's had to apologize for, which he rarely does on social media, were part of the Natalie Harp conduit.
Mm-hmm.
The conspiracy theories that suddenly show up in his social media feeds are part of the Natalie Harp conduit. So she does things and moves things to the president outside of the Trumpian, loosely regulated information flow to this president. Lots of other presidents I've covered had a very, very tight, very locked down information flow to the president. It had to go through the chief of staff. And if it didn't go through the chief of staff, it had to go through a cabinet secretary, and that was it. That's not the way President Trump has ever operated. But even by those flexible and loose standards of information getting to the president of the United States, Natalie circumvents that. That's why this story has nominal interest, but it only has nominal interest in that, okay, we've identified the conduit, but the actions and the necessity for that conduit to exist in the first place is still all about Trump. This is a story about Trump. Yes, Natalie Harp has written letters that sort of suggest a kind of psychological dependency. Many people in politics become psychologically dependent on the so-called principal, the person who's responsible for their job and their sense of life satisfaction and climbing a political ladder. Happens all the time. Perhaps Natalie Harp is a little bit more loquacious in her letters than others, but other than that, I don't know why this is a story.
How about this part?
Trump story.
The fact that she didn't have a security clearance for as long
that,
as
that
she,
again is a Trump story.
Yeah, right.
Because
and also
care about those things. That's not right. News. That's not new. I mean, it's alarming. It's odd, but it's not new. Trump doesn't care about those things. He never has.
That's fair. That's,
people
he
can
should.
Come in and come out of his orbit as he decides. He's declassified information at whims. He's classified information in his head. That was the whole answer back to documents held in Mar-a-Lago. I declassified them in my mind.
Yes.
You know? I mean, all these protocols are about who Trump is and what his orientation to the presidency is. I mean, I think it's a much bigger deal that the Supreme Court still hasn't told the country whether or not this military bunker, oh, by the way, it's going to happen to have a ballroom on top of it, can proceed or not. Which the New York Times reported this week, the construction work on it goes 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know? And other things that the president is trying to do to remake this entire capital city only in his image.
Yeah.
Not the image of the presidency, but only his image.
That's correct.
Again, the president's got a new regulatory framework that takes a lighter touch on banks. Oh, and he just got a charter for a bank. What?
Yeah.
That seems to me to be a much bigger deal than Natalie Harp, for goodness sake.
All right, well, let's stay with the Trump life then, okay? Let's just make that the theme today because I believe these are the quotes, racist, con man.
Oh, God,
if he wins if he wins the presidency, I'm going to change my name and leave the country. Mm-hmm. This is Michael Cohen just a few years ago, and magically. Cohen is having Donald Trump on his podcast calling him boss, telling him the polls are wrong. Geez, I can't imagine why Michael's doing that.
Yeah. So, Chad, this is a general observation. It's not specific to Michael Cohen, but it most certainly applies. This is a general observation. There are times in life when you're an adult when you have to make a decision, do I walk or do I crawl? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it to this well-informed, sagacious audience to decide for itself what Michael Cohen is doing and why he's doing it.
Yes. I don't think it's that difficult. Last thing. We are in the Brainerd Lakes area from the metro, maybe 2 to 3 hours away with this beautiful golf course, Deacon's Lodge, thanks to Breezy Point. What would this be comparable in the D.C. area if folks were getting away and they were going like an hour and two to maybe Lake area? What is that in D.C.?
An hour or two. So When I get away for golf, it's about 2 hours. I go to Bedford Springs, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Just outside, about 2 hours, 15 minutes maybe. And I play the old course there, a phenomenal course made before the turn of the century. And I don't mean the 21st century. I mean before the turn of the 20th century. It's a late 1800s golf course, Tillinghast golf course. And a great Omni resort there attached. So that's where I go. I don't know where a lot of other people go, but that's where I go.
I got it. Have a fabulous weekend. And thank you as always, for coming on. The great Major Garrett, the takeout is an absolute must. I had 7 or 8 other items, but we ran out of time.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber. And they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.